Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
I'm not sure you truly understand the full gamut of what lies ahead. Consider your triumphs, your failures. So many have told us that we will not succeed. Your family is not worthy. Your sons, your daughters, your wives, your husbands, nor your co-workers, and not even your bosses. Many said you could never rise to the challenge. Many said you are the poster child of successions. But I say nay to all those naysayers. You can save. You can find the deals. Your families no longer have to pay full price. Your families can stream movies, stream music, and have two-hour delivery. And all of those who don't believe, look them in the eye and say you will do all they say you can't, and you'll get it all from Amazon in 2 days. Now let's prove them all wrong and shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We will all smile at the box that smiles back to Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy that came between taco and burrito and they couldn't get together at Taco Bell. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a special guest in studio. Things are a little different here in Studio G because, you know, we are always adapting. And yes, that's what we do so well, is that we adapt with change. And in the studio right now, we've got one extremely nervous-ass associate producer and one annoying-ass little brother. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are new to the show, my little brother, Little D, is sitting in on the show. What's up, Little D?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, God, there he is.
Here he is.
Yep. And things look a little different to those that are streaming the show, our associate producer is rolled over into the executive producer spot, and he's producing the show, and he's D-Tay. What's up, D-Tay?
Hey, how's
it? He's nervous as hell right now, ladies and gentlemen. That giggle is not because I'm saying anything funny. That giggle is because he is afraid for his life right now.
Hey, one question.
Do something wrong, he's going to go bonkers.
One question.
Do not pay attention to that screen up there.
Because that's exactly what you're doing.
Do not.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Don't get wrapped up in that screen.
But why?
Because it will destroy everything that you are here to do.
But why is there a bar across my mouth?
Because that's the Facebook feed.
It's like it's a sensor.
I don't have, ladies and gentlemen, this is what my little brother does. He comes here to drink. Now, this is my mistake. This is my fault, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me. I'm in pain right now. My producer, my executive producer, Philippus, he lied to me. I mean, his wife is sick.
She's sick.
And he couldn't be here tonight. So I had to go up. I had to scrape the bottom of the barrel. And the only other person that was willing to come in here and sit in me here with the show, because I know D-Tay was going to turn into the petrified forest behind the board tonight, is I had to call my little brother.
I honestly don't know how Lip ever talks back here.
Because you were...
Why he's quiet all the time.
Lady K, hey, fellas, I didn't even turn my phone off.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, professional I am. So I got Dingle 1 and Dingle Doorknob over there, and I've got to do a show somehow today.
It ain't going to get done with me here.
No, it's not. It's not, but we're gonna forward to.
Hey, are you guys doing that theme today? Because I want to get on it. When you guys talk about a movie? Like,
no, we are not. You always ask that every time you come by.
Because I saw the movie. I wanted to see what you guys thought.
What movie did you see?
Yeah, which one did you go to? You didn't see the movie. See, the last time he was here.
It was always lying.
The last time his little skinny ass was here, he lied to my former radio partner's face. about seeing a movie.
I had him going
to the
I?
Point where my former radio partner thought that he had missed parts of the movie.
I had him going
because this fool was just making stuff up and pulling it out of the sky.
Oh, was it perpendicular to the water?
It was perpendicular to the water.
Perpendicular to the water.
Perpendicular to the water. Yeah.
So no, we are not doing trailer talk tonight.
I was looking forward. That's what it's called, trailer talk. I was so looking forward to trailer talk tonight.
Lady K says the trifecta is in Studio G.
Let me tell you,
you are right, and BDB Radio Network will never be the same.
Oh man, this is the first black show we had on in a long time.
You know what I'm saying?
How dare you?
We're brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're color. Do 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 do. Give me a high five.
Now it's time for breakdown.
See, that right there was a fail of the producer.
I tried to get to it quick. I saw your fat finger going.
I said, leave the level. I'm not going to melt down.
When you said, leave the level up.
Look.
And just toggle with the button.
This is all less than 24 hours of undoing that Philippians decided to screw the show. I mean, Philippians decided to call out. I mean, Philippians decided to get his medical degree. I mean, Philippians decided that his wife was sick.
Damn, all those. Deep. Is he at home doing nasty things?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. And I'm not going to bring up the fact on the show that just this past week, you know, him and his family was having a whole lot of fun at that little kid's birthday party. But then all of a sudden, night of the show comes up and then the wife is sick. I'm not going to bring that up, though. That's not what we're here to do.
That's not what we're here to do.
I'm not bitter.
If he was a trooper, he would have brought the whole family down to the studio.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
You've done that several times.
I have.
And you, right now, your kid is the only kid that has ever stolen a computer from somebody else's office in this same building.
And they ain't got it back since, huh?
And they still ain't got it back since.
Dang.
All I knew is that it had Dora the Explorer stickers all over it. That's all I know.
Hey, I do know 50 Cent went missing.
Yeah, when Lil D's family came by the house weekend before last. Hey. Oh, yeah, your daughter
was with it. You guys see that on Facebook?
Your daughter stole from me.
What'd she steal?
She stole that 50 Cent I showed her.
When she came over to the house?
She said, look, I can do it. I can do a magic trick. And then all of a sudden, and then she changed the subject and did something cute. And then nobody remembered that little heifer put my 50 cent in her pocket.
In her pocket? Which
she
one?
She made it disappear.
The big tall one.
Oh, okay. Trinity did it, huh?
The big tall one did it. So you owe me 50 cents.
I owe you 50 cents?
Ass, cash, or grass. Whichever one you got.
When you come to one of my daughter's birthday parties, you can get it back.
Oh, see, that's a sore spot.
I'm just saying.
Sore spot.
Talking about Philippians. My old brother. Yeah. My brother, ladies and gentlemen.
The successful one,
a millionaire.
The one that's not on crack cocaine.
Has never, ever. I ain't on crack. Brother. I sell it, though.
This is not going to be a professional show tonight.
Never once came to his little brother daughter's birthday parties, which is his niece's. Not one. One
why?
Birthday party.
Why though?
I don't know.
You know why? Because you have
too
them
good for us Negroes.
I am.
But they half Mexican though.
You host these birthday parties in the Vadio.
Hey, the last one I kind of brought it up toward like the studio by your house because I know you had the studio in the house. So I had it over in the west side of where's Rolero at 75th Avenue and Indian School.
Yes.
So
sir.
I kind of had it over kind of like toward Glendale, kind of where you reside and where the studio is. So you. Either mm-hmm. one, you would have no excuse.
Uh-huh.
And you still didn't come to the damn skating rink.
You said that you went to, where was it handled at? 75th Avenue?
In India School?
75th Avenue in India School. And he got, okay, leave the iPad level up. Just leave it up. Don't bring it down. Just leave the iPad level up, okay?
Hey, you feel like flipping.
So leave the button on.
Leave the level up. And then when I go to hit the sound, if it comes in too loud, then adjust it. Or if it comes in too slow, bring it back up.
Right.
And see, Little D loves it when I melt down on the show. But I promise you, I'm not going to melt down.
This is my favorite part.
I'm not going to melt down because you had less than 24-hour notification that you was going to sit your little sexy ass over there.
Can we tell everybody the last time I produced the show in this
studio? Yeah, last
like
time.
Years ago.
How long was it
Jesus
since
was
you produced the show?
Water.
January 2016.
Right. And now not much has changed since then other than the fact that he needs to take more naps so he can remember what to do.
That's it.
I haven't had my nap today.
That's the problem.
Hey, but see, usually when every time I come, it's lip that messes up. It's just funny because it's just like, welcome me back.
He loves it when I point out the fact that somebody screwed up. Now, I'm going to go back to the joke that I was about to do and a half minutes ago. Is the iPad level up?
The iPad level is up.
Okay. So. So you had the party where? 75th Avenue and what?
Indian School.
Okay. See how funny that was when we can hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, granted, that's a hood.
Lady
but
K.
But how many roller rinks do we got?
Lady K, come save me. Lady K.
You got Grayscape, but, you know.
That is nowhere near me. 67th Avenue and Indian School in Phoenix, Arizona, in West Phoenix. Number one, there's a liquor store.
True.
And the parking lot of that skating rink don't even have parking markers in it.
True.
Hey, it's just dirt.
That's true. I, you know what? That is true.
I looked at it on Google Maps.
But still, though, you still could have came and for support.
Yeah.
Nice gifts.
No.
$1,000 inside.
Speaking
of
support, DT, Lady K says, don't worry about this, baby boy. You got this.
Thank you, Lady K.
No, he don't. Listen.
What about me, Lady K? Do I got this?
Lady K ain't got nothing to say to you.
What about this, Lady K? Do I got you?
Lady K don't want no toothpicks. She wants a ham hawk sitting right over here in chair number
one. That's why
she want me. Yeah. But I don't go to those things because you have them so far away. And
you ain't got like 12 cars?
All your friends are very scary. The people you take company with are scary.
I switched my friends. I don't hang out with them no more. I don't hang out with Tyrone and Ray Ray and them no more. I hang out with Bryce.
Okay.
Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Bruce Willis, that is. I hang out with Chris.
Okay.
Not Tucker. Chris
Brown.
Yeah, nah, he be on women. I can't hang out with him.
Okay.
No, but since I became a celebrity DJ, I started hanging out with uppity people. More like Snoop was there one time. Charles Barkley?
No.
Damn.
Just because
I thought he would get you.
It does not classify as you switching the type of people you hang out if you go from people that carry guns to people that just carry knives.
Ooh, what about RuPaul?
No. Bad Guy Radio Show.
Taste,
want to
eat a little bit more?
I'll be doing no eating of any kind. You, on the other hand, will be eating whatever I'm serving.
Hey, no, Oliver, stop. Come on, man. You can't do that. You can't do multiple boosters. It's not fair.
Your face isn't fair.
That doesn't even make sense.
Your face doesn't make sense.
Your face doesn't.
Your face doesn't.
Your face doesn't.
Your face is so big that it creates non-Euclidean triangles of over 180 degrees around it.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well, your face is so expansive that the lensing effect is such that a light passing within one astronomical unit has a radius of curvature of 6e⁹ meters.
Ooh. Am I interrupting?
Yes.
Well, too bad. A body from the Anacostia River just came in.
Oh, yes. I will eat whatever you can dish out 24 hours a day, good sir.
You cheated. You like cheating? Yeah? You do? Do you feel good when you cheat, cheater?
Guys, now.
I want a rematch, cheater.
And I will consider giving you one.
I'm sorry, consider?
Guys.
Sorry.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona and heard in 79 different countries and, yes, even down in Australia. With over 500,000 downloads all over the world, with the best listeners in the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Hey, hey, hey.
And sitting in on the show, doing his best to give me a coronary, is my little brother, Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
We like the show to be interactive, so tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show, and make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, where you can also stream the show live. Today's show is brought to you by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. This week, it's all about mom and the gifts that will make her happy this Mother's Day. In honor of your special lady who receives little credit for what she does, Target has some great deals and items that are just for mom. Find the perfect gift this Mother's Day. Get it shipped to your home or pick it up at the Target store. Whichever way you choose to treat mom, get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. Well, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, boy, this is going to be
check
a...
Check it.
Is this when I faded back out?
Yeah, you can slowly start to fade that out.
Every time I come on a show, I like to start with something good.
Okay.
So for all the listeners that don't know me, I'm Corey's little annoying brother.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, speaking of Lord. No. Speaking of Lord.
Oh, God, no.
Speaking of, I like to start by something like a little passage.
Okay. It's
from Ephesians 6, 10 oh, out of 12.
Jesus
I think
Christ.
It's something like that.
6, 10 first, out of 12.
I did not know the Bible had fractions.
You know,
Ephesians, out of Hogwarts, 9 3/4.
But I'm going to start with y'all, and I'm going to break
you gonna
down.
You going to start with who?
Ephesians 6, 10, 12.
Start with chow.
Start with chow.
Ephesians 6, chapter 6,
6
verses
10,
10 through 12.
6, now, 10, 24.
You walk with me, fellas.
Oh, no.
It says here. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that
heavy.
You can take care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even say take care. It says so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Reading is fundamental.
All right, so check it out.
Mm-hmm.
For our struggle
our
is not
struggle.
Against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against, what is it? The spiritual forces of the evil and the heavenly realm. Woo! Give it to him, brother.
Now, I'm really glad that Target is sponsoring this portion of the show.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
Because the views of Little D is not expressed or backed by any person affiliated with BDB Radio Network. Hell, his views aren't even expressed by him. But God,
yep, nope.
Lord Jesus, we are here.
Walk with us, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
We didn't even go nowhere. And he's talking about walk with us. And that wasn't no scripture.
It was.
You got people walking home from working hard, hey, listening to this right now, and you come out with some scripture.
I do what I can. You know, I got to help these people on your show.
Next time, DT.
Yes,
next
sir.
Time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, Jake. Jake off the Facebook. My boys.
What
my
up,
boys.
Jake?
Next time, let's just Skype in Lady K through the whole show and avoid my little brother being.
Oh, we could definitely do that next
we
time.
Just do, we'll just Skype in Lady K.
Oh, yeah, that's going to cut me out, huh?
Well, you know, that's we are. And you know, I meant to get to this at the opening of the show, but I couldn't because Lil D.
You know, like I do.
We today is May the 4th. Don't say it.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, God, I'm so sick of hearing that.
I thought you were going to say something about some weed.
But tomorrow is what?
That's 420, bro.
What's tomorrow?
May the 5th.
And that's also known as
Cinco de Drinko,
Cinco
bro.
The 5th. Cinco de Drinko.
I should know that. I got a mess, huh? I got me some gatos and drinking some vatos. I'm about to go and get me some tacos. And maybe I might get me some nachos.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
I can't believe that y'all just broke down and had a party right now. You hear a mariachi. You hear a mariachi band, and all of a sudden you think senoritas, you think drinking, and I think churros.
You know how I go. You know how churros.
Hey,
I think Donald Trump on here Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. So what is tomorrow?
Cinco de Drinko.
Chop, chop, chop.
The thing is that you don't say cha cha cha. You just do the cha cha.
I say it and do it. Do the cha cha, the electric slide. Give me one more. Oh, it's my one. Orale, vato!
I'm done.
I meet you on 7 p.m. for Mesa.
I'm done.
Hey, you get the Arcus on the freeway off ramp.
But they like this fool.
All right, it is Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Cool.
Hey, your yell is pretty good.
Isn't it? I learned it from my best friend that lies about not coming to the show. I mean, I learned it from Philippians.
Jesus Christ.
His ass ain't even watching live.
He's lambasting. And you ain't watching it live?
He's just sitting there doing nothing right now.
That's rude.
I mean, you sitting there. Go to a hospital. You clearly are a medical director at this point. But I digress. I told DT before the show I was not going to rant on about that, and I'm not.
Sure you're not.
We're here to talk about what's happening tomorrow. What's happening tomorrow, Lil D?
Cinco de Drinko.
I'm gonna get me some potatoes. Potatoes aren't even Mexican.
Oh,
they're
Irish.
They're pop. Yeah, they're papas.
Oh, there we go.
No, that's beans.
Papas. Yeah, papas. That's,
no, papas is.
Is papas is potatoes?
Is potatoes.
I thought papas was the guy that DT always tries to. For what?
Frijoles.
I thought papas was the guy that Lil D always tries to borrow money from.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, and Cinco de Mayo is really big here in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that I would have the intern do some work and actually bring up some unknown facts about Cinco de Mayo.
Check it out. Oh, God. This goes out to my baby Maria. I'm dedicated to this to you, mommy.
No, Lady K, you cannot call me.
I'm going to bring you roses tonight. And keep you close to mi corazón, which is mi heart.
Okay, now this means put it in the background. All right, just bring it down. Oh, they sing it.
Yeah, that's Cierto Lingo. I actually know that song.
Did you know that May 5th is not Mexico's Independence Day?
Nope. I did know that. It's September 16th.
Yeah.
July 13th.
Mexicans celebrate their independence.
July. That's such a just arbitrary day.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, because 3 + 1 = 4. July 4th, if you put it together, so they try to go under the covers with it. So do your research. It's a conspiracy. Do your research.
The intern took 5 minutes to put this list together. We got to get to it. All right. Did you also know that Cinco de Mayo celebrates the Battle of Puebla?
Puebla?
Yeah. Puebla.
No, I did not know.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, it celebrates the Battle of Puebla. The smelly French wanted to take Mexico and force the Mexican government to pay debts it owed, so the French stormed Puebla, Mexico, in 1862. Why this is special is because the French army was larger than the Mexican army, but yet the Mexicans figured out a way to win the battle.
Modern day 300.
Yep. Right?
The Spartan Mexicans.
You know what they did?
What they did?
They had the Mechanicans came over.
Uh-huh.
The Mechanicans.
I wonder if they're any relation to the Mohicans.
Oh, the Mohicans. And they had the Spaniards.
Oh, the Spaniards were there too. Even though they celebrated the independence from Spain, you know, about 50 years prior. But go ahead with your theory, little D.
What they had was they had this ditch.
Now, I'm going to tell you what really happened.
What really happened.
It was like a modern day, like,
hey, shout
Mexican.
Out to, Dreo, my cousin that's on here right now watching live.
Okay.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
What's up, Dreo? Thanks for streaming, buddy.
All right. So they had a modern day Mexican Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And they gave all these French people, you know, with their French
kisses.
Palates. You know, their little croissants.
Oh,
so they gave a bunch of Corys. Some baked beans and some refried beans and whatnot. And that didn't sit too well with the French people. And they had the diarrheas.
Oh,
so, like, not many of, like, when they were in their, like, outhouses and whatnot, they just came in like, wah, 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 wah.
Dude, you have not lived until you dipped a baguette in beans.
Oh, I
don't know if that's good or not. It sounds like some rich people talk.
May 5th is considered a federal holiday in Mexico, though.
Is it really?
Yes, nice. It's a federal holiday. According to Distilled Spirits Council, which I didn't even realize there was a Distilled Spirits Council.
Well, yeah, because you can only get tequila from Mexico. Any other place is not real tequila.
Well, according to Distilled Spirits Council, tequila sales double on Cinco de Mayo.
Yep. See, I knew that.
I know some people that you, because you have Mexican, so you got to know it. That's part of your Puerto Rican.
Now, the
you have Mexican, that's part of your Puerto Rican.
You got Mexican.
It got nothing to do with either one. It's part of your Indian.
You make my brain cells cry.
That's why I'm here.
You make my brain cells cry.
Hey, corporate called me, and they told me to come down here for this reason, because they know how I tear it up. They said, go over there, be you. Just don't cuss, and we won't get fired by the FCC.
No, they were telling you to go over there. P.U., you stink. Oh, that's what they were saying.
Matter of fact, hey, what happened to Rufus?
Oh, my God. All right. According to the California Avocado Commission.
From Mexico?
Who even knew existed? There's an avocado commission. Estimates that in 2013, Americans consumed 87.3 million pounds of avocados on Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of avocados from
Mexico. Well, I just found out that the Mexican avocado people... Like, they're the 250 kilos of avocados just went up from 216 pesos to 258 pesos.
Oh, man. Inflation.
It just doubles on that day only?
No, inflation. Like, right now. So there's, like, an avocado shortage. Oh, so the prices have gone
price
up.
Price of demand.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Now, Lil D, this one is going to be really, really exciting for you.
Ooh.
An annual Chihuahua race is held in Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the celebration, on Cinco de Mayo, they crown a king and queen
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Nice.
Can you take my right wallet over?
You need to get down to that Chihuahua racing, bro.
Chihuahua. I'm going to take Rufus.
Now, and then after that, Mike Vick shows up. And then the Chihuahuas go ham on each other. Too soon?
Avocado, according to Drayle, avocados here in Missouri are $2.50 each.
How much are they here?
Dang.
That's ridiculous.
They're 99 cents for a pound. God, and you can get like three.
Dre, I'm going to send you some here from Arizona.
Yeah, we got to ship some
from Mexico.
Hey, get them to ship them the green ones. That way, by the time they get there, they're ripe.
They're ripe.
You know the avocado memes is like, you cut open avocado at 1 o'clock, it's green. At 1 o'clock, it's green. At 1 o'clock, it's green. At 1:01, it's dark brown.
Yeah, how does that work?
You have to...
I don't know about avocado.
I don't want to have a Food Network moment, but you have to treat an avocado to its ripeness a certain way.
I tried it before. I get sick. They automatically make me sick.
Everything makes you sick that don't come out of a window.
You don't like guacamole?
You don't like guacamole?
I can't.
He's not American.
It's messed up my mood. Like, when I bite into it, actually, she'll tell you, I automatically get sick. Like, I ordered a burrito, and we both did. And I told them, no guacamole on mine. They put what I asked. As soon as I bit into it, I automatically got sick. That's how I knew. That's how bad it is. Automatically got sick right there. So we drove back to the place. They gave me a new one. It's just disgusting.
You want to talk right into this thing here?
Like Corey with women. Like the moment he bites into a woman's peach, you know, he gets
sick.
Because no matter how many times I bite into a woman's peach, I always crave hot dog. Here's the thing, the last
one. Come out the closet.
I got that band in there, but it's in this one. All right, here's the final Cinco de Mayo factoid that YouTube rubes don't know because you're black and you're blacksican. Here's the thing.
What is it?
Where is the largest Cinco de Mayo celebration held?
China.
I'm sorry that dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up.
Because it can't be Mexico because that'd be too obvious.
Nope, that's not it.
California.
Detail what's your guess.
Oh. California.
A little more specific, please.
Oh, so it is in California.
El Centro.
San Francisco.
I'm sorry that dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. Los Angeles,
I wanted to say that, but I was like, that's too obvious.
You know what I'm saying?
Them San Franciscans, you know, they know how to do it.
Because they are the San Francisco treat. The largest Cinco de Mayo celebration is held in Los Angeles, California. The festival covers 24 blocks of downtown Los Angeles.
Dang.
And that was just from 2010. Imagine how big it is now. What? 7 years late.
And let me ask you this. You think Donald Trump would drive through there?
No. Donald Trump ain't going to go nowhere near California because everybody in California, well, we're not here for that. But those are your Cinco de Mayo factoids, boys. So now you are educated fully on everything Cinco de Mayo.
Can't wait to go home and tell this lady.
All right.
I was about to go in again.
It's a show for Ustream, I'm telling you. It's a show to watch it live.
If you're not watching right now, you're missing.
Yeah, Jake is there. That's all that matters, or he was. All right. So Cinco de Mayo is coming up tomorrow, so please...
drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
What are you guys
by
doing?
By responsibly, I mean like get totally S-faced in your house and pass out.
Right.
And after you make out with your brother-in-law's wife, who is absolutely your sister...
Okay, so that joke just fell right off the cliff. Did you see it just go down?
What I missed?
I don't know. I blacked out for a minute. Where Pauline? What day is it?
What I missed?
I'm so nervous right now.
You made out with your
make out with your brother-in-law's
sister. It was a
sister.
Horrible joke, D.
Or your brother-in-law's wife, which is your sister.
Yeah, like
it was really bad. Just in poor taste. You know, I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones lately.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Yeah. Went off right off the cliff.
Right off the cliff.
I'm sorry. But that's okay, because I'm here.
My goddamn head hurt.
I'm here to right the ship.
Please.
Let's do this.
I am here to right the ship.
Noah?
D-T, you and I share a space right now.
Yes.
And if you've noticed over the last 2 weeks, I do not classify you as a roommate.
Yes.
Because you're not.
What do you classify him as then?
Okay, let's get into this just a little bit. Wait, Lady K said something. Let me say, D-T, ew.
Let me
enlighten you, D-T. Pay close attention to what we're saying and the clock. Listen, Lil D.
Yes, sir.
That time of your life where you was single, and I mean real single.
Oh, yeah.
And you moved in with me.
Yeah.
How was that experience with me and you kowtowing and tearing up the city?
It was so great because we was some hoes. Hey, hoes. No, it was so good. We could switch cars. We literally switched cars. Like,
we had three cars between each other.
Yeah.
Just between us to do what we wanted to do.
Yes.
D-Tay is somewhat in that same predicament that you were in, and he refuses to take advantage of it.
D-Tay.
He's never home.
Okay.
He comes in. He literally comes in for the three S's.
Oh.
S, shave, and shower.
That's it.
That's it. And then he's gone. He does not understand
D-Tay.
The world he is a part of right now that you have been prime witness to.
Man.
Enlighten this man on what he's missing out on.
Take you back.
Go on back. Go on back.
Back in the time.
Man, it was back in the time.
Back to life.
Back to reality.
Back to
witness. That was it. We got the point.
Okay, we got the point.
So we're going back. Oh, wrong one. Damn it. Yeah, we're traveling back in time.
Whoa!
It's 1976.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Please, enlighten D-Tay on what it's like being single and being single guide up.
Bro, it is great. Well, we went everywhere, first
everywhere.
Of all.
Because he went to work, he came home, we was tight. Now, yeah, we're brothers.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're brothers. But you are basically what you're doing right now with your roommating with me is you have the American Express card with no limit.
Yeah.
But you refuse to make a charge.
Let him take you out, man. He took me everywhere. He learned me. That's how I melt. That's how I found out how to make chicken tacos. Through
yep.
You.
We cooked.
Our budget worked. He showed me how to do stuff on a budget.
Yep.
And showed me how to make chicken tacos.
Yep.
We went on adventures.
And do you still use those skills today that I poured into you?
Actually,
then?
I do. Actually, I do.
Huh. This monkey-loving Blaxican does not listen to anything that I say, and so I've stopped talking.
You take it, man. We've done so much fun stuff.
His time is up.
What's up?
Oh, shoot. No, I still got a month.
I take it.
That's not enough time.
Well, yeah, all
you,
I know
you
is...
To, you were supposed to adventure and splurge. How dare you not take advantage of that? That's like slapping me in the face.
Well, the first time we went out, you made me pay for myself.
Oh, because you didn't give it up, did you?
Yeah, because...
That's where you went wrong at, brother. I'm just saying.
You are right, because the thing is that I don't want to open up the floodgates until I understand how big your boat is. Ooh.
Ooh.
Preach.
I got to get to it.
Preach.
I got to get to it. Lady K, so you write that down.
So what that's being said is...
You write that down, Lady K.
When he comes out the water...
What?
Perpendicular.
Perpendicular to the light bulb. You remember that time when he was riding on the bicycle and he was on that helicopter and he jumped over?
I'm not going to do the rest of it.
Give me that. I need that right
Lady
there.
K says D-Tay doesn't want to take advantage of you. It's not an issue of him taking advantage
of
me.
Corey's a millionaire. How you going to take it? That's like giving a homeless kid pennies and he's getting happy over it.
It's an issue of him not experiencing a different level of life.
And you did not.
Little D took full advantage of it. We were 16-year-old idiots once again.
You know what I'm saying? Really was.
And we were 16-year-old idiots with too many cars and too much money.
Money and cars and just driving any other car just for the
because
hell of it.
He had,
drive to the house, park one, get another one, we'll drive out.
And then the third car we had, we just drove it until it just didn't drive no more.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't our car.
Yeah. What was it?
But we was young and that's fine.
And living.
But what Little D had gotten into a bad relationship issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he came and I said, come stay with me, just like I told you. And when he came, I wanted to give him an environment to take his mind off of what was going on. If not, he would have been moping around, being all sad and whoopy doopy. And this is all before the radio show and everything else. So this is long time ago. Lady and all your little lady spies out there that be reporting back to Lady about what Lil D stay on the show. But it was just that he experienced a different level of life. When you came in to the Casa La Blaze. I was like, yes, he a little Southside snot nose poke kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a slice of what life can be. And Lil D, from that moment that you had with me, have you not searched and tried and worked your ass off to make life better for you? Mm-hmm.
And look how it's came along.
And it's almost there. He almost got credit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not credit. Credit.
Can I explain to him?
Nobody cares about that. This ain't about you. It's about detail.
I need to share that news. Nobody wants
to hear about your happiness.
I need to share that news.
No, because your happiness is almost bigger than my happiness. I can't help that.
Can I get 2 minutes? I'll buy it.
All right, I got rich.
So everybody.
2 minutes.
I just got the greatest news at work today.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy, mm-hmm. your little brother.
Don't point to me.
Your little brother. I just found out I will be making $27
uh-huh.
and 27 cents.
Uh-huh.
Why I bring that up on a show, you ask?
Uh-huh.
Because I know you got some white girls that listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. Hold on. It seems like we have a call coming in. Let me see if I can grab that. Hello? Honey, I'm in the middle of doing a show right now. Lil D's telling a horrible, boring story. We got to go. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Cool. I hope that doesn't happen again.
It's cool.
I'm sorry about that.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. everybody. Young boy, young man, five uh-huh. young things about to be making $27.27. Why I bring that up on the show, you ass?
Why did you bring that up on
it's
the show?
Because I know you got a lot of girls that listen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lil D. I apologize for that. It seemed like Hello.
Oh,
Lord.
Sweetie, this is an internet radio show. We got to go. Why is she selling Girl Scout cookies in May?
I don't know. That's
I just got hustled. I just bought 4 boxes of expired Samoas.
Oh, that's Ooh. Messed up.
From where?
You know what? That's probably from the fact that you didn't spend any time with me when you lived with me. All right, Lil D, what were you saying?
On that, bro.
What were you saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know how important this is and how excited you are about this, and I'm sure that no one will. You know, let's just bring that phone level down.
Yeah, so check it out.
Go ahead, Lil D. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
I just got the best news of my life today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start making $27.27.
Okay, all right.
Now, why I bring that up on
the... I'm sorry. See, I apologize. I don't understand why the phone... And why is our phone from 1984? Don't we have, like, cell phones?
It's a rotary phone.
Yeah, it's like a rotary phone or something. Let me get that. Hello?
Hello? This is Fred Rogers. Do you know who I am? There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
There's no live... Okay, thank you, Fred. Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that. All right.
He hung up on you.
All right, Lil D, what were you saying? I apologize for that.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm making now is pretty
mm-hmm.
lucrative.
I'm sorry. Oh, you were still... I'm just ordering a pizza. Hold on.
Hey, give me one. Pepperoni only. I'm old school.
Sick. All right, I'll wait till your story's up. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I just started craving a pizza.
I don't even think I want to tell it anymore.
Oh, okay. So
like I was saying, though, so you might want to... you guys might want to wonder why I'm bringing it up on the show. Because I know you got a lot of white girls that listen.
What now, the hell does now, that have to
now,
do
now,
with
much
anything?
Much more wrong with this. Because you got listeners that are white girls.
What about
now,
the Chinese people?
Now, screw them. This ain't got nothing to do with them.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going somewhere with this.
Where are you going? Because I'm tired of you going somewhere.
I know there was a lot of white listeners that wanted to take home a black guy, but they couldn't.
What?
Because his name was Daquan, Ray Ray and them. You know, one of them
guys.
I wish I had more phone calls.
But
they couldn't take him home, right? Because could you take home a guy named Ray Ray?
What?
Could you take home a guy named Ray Ray to your parents? You half white. You know what it is.
I'm all white.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying.
So anyway,
ladies, now's your chance to take home a black guy.
Uh-huh.
Granted, I got kids and I'm with somebody. You can take home somebody that's well doing good for himself.
Well, there's the playoff music. We appreciate that. We appreciate you sharing that. That was beautiful.
I do what I can.
That was absolute. I mean, people are just crying.
Your boy's making money around.
There was 75 people watching it on live stream. Now there's two.
So my question is.
Please.
He said these white girls can't take home a Ray Ray or a Daquan or Ray Ray.
That's all you heard about what he said. You didn't hear nothing about the fact that he experienced life when he was living with me.
He get the facts.
But he's like, now y'all can take home a Lil D with kids and a wife.
Wait, take that part out of it, though. We going somewhere with it, but you're right, though. See, they can't get
if he,
that's
if
why
he,
you should
get one. I can take home Ray Ray, but hey, Daddy, this is Lil D.
Yeah,
like you ain't got a real name. You got a Lil D.
Right.
Like, but look oh at my his, gosh.
Hey, Darrell, there's a reason why he is in the bottom right corner.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
Off the Facebook. Hey,
Darrell.
Do you feel and hear what we, do you hear the words that are coming out of our mouth?
No.
You are in a perfect situation right now that you are not grasping, holding to.
But,
do I intimidate you?
No, okay. So this is, you want to be completely honest?
No, I don't, because it's a radio show.
All right,
Sizzlers.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go ahead and get the raw show so you can know the full extent of what Corey have gone through.
Yes.
You weren't yourself for the better part of all the my first month here.
You are right. I had.
So there wasn't nothing to do.
I had the surgery on the 5th, and you were there. But I am now completely back and been back in control of
and
everything
now
for 2 weeks.
And now I am carless, so I'm with you.
That just happened yesterday. Explain the last 14 days.
Yeah, explain
minus
that.
Minus yesterday.
The last 14 days, I was doing laundry at my grandparents' house.
And that's
you don't even do laundry at his house.
That's another thing. Well, you know, I don't own a washer.
Yeah,
I don't have a washer and dryer. When we were in the condos, when you had it, and I had a washer and dryer.
Yeah, I had a good.
I don't own a washer and dryer.
Oh, I had a good.
Yeah, if he had a washer and dryer, I have no reason to leave.
But check this out. This is how good it was. He even had a lady that came over and cleaned up after us.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious.
Marisol or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We was living large, D.
None of that.
We need to go back. Forget this radio stuff. We need to go back to that.
I'm
slinging dog.
Slinging dog.
I was trying to say drugs.
Slinging dong and taking love.
I was a dog slinging drugs, selling food.
You were horrible. Remember when you used to come home? I used to have to turn the water hose on you to keep you calm down.
I was a hoe.
He would stick it to anything that been told.
That's why I got girls.
It was in my lakeside condo.
Jesus Christ.
And we had ducks and everything else like that. I thought I saw him out there one day with a duck.
I was playing duck, goose.
playing duck, goose.
D.T., you were in the prime position of your life. You will never have this opportunity again. I really mean that. You will never have this opportunity again.
Well, him? With you?
Yeah, but things are a little different now because I got a little guy. You know, and he is upset about the whole process and everything. And
live it with him. Let him see what it's like.
No, well, he does. He's
like an iron.
Let me show you my credit card receipts. And Jesus every other Christ. Day, every other so, week, it's new shoes.
Are you leaving his house soon? Are you going
at the end of the month?
Yeah, he got to get out at the end of the month.
He got to get out. Or are you kicking him out?
He got to get out.
Yeah, I got to get out.
Oh,
the little one's coming back.
Oh, damn.
So
where are you about to go now?
Okay, let's not get into this.
No, because this
pisses me off.
You're not gonna be on the street. Oh, so you're not gonna be on the street, are you?
No.
Nah. Oh, you're leaving by choice.
Yeah, me. No. So it was a temporary engagement.
Okay.
And I'm getting another roommate for a year.
Uh-huh.
And me and him are gonna with his girlfriend. We're gonna split the costs of a house,
which is ridiculous.
And it pisses Corey off because he really believes I should be in my own spot, and I agree with them. But
no, I really believe it, but so, it's not that I believe it. It's what it was the precipice behind why we did this.
Yeah.
So you can save up to get your own spot.
And so
right?
You're diverting to this, and it's not only the fact that you're diverting to this, it's the fact that it is a repeat diversion.
So let me ask you this. Is the door open if it don't work out over there with them?
Absolutely
can you
not.
Can you always go back to your house?
Nope. No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
So did you burn the bridge with him?
No, bridge isn't burned. It's just that I'm not here to say. Number one, him staying with me was my idea.
Yeah, I didn't ask
him. I invited him.
That's true.
I invited him because I was hoping that the plan was to position him. I'm not trying to put all his business out there. I was hoping that his plan would position him into doing something differently. Now, just because I don't agree with the decision that he's making, there's no love lost between
right,
us.
No.
Yeah.
We get along perfectly fine. Yeah. He's the best roommate ever because I do like my privacy, and I'm glad I was able to maintain.
Hell, he was better roommate than me?
No, you were fun.
Okay, cool.
And you
I'm
were
not there.
You were around. He's just not there, so I've made no adjustments whatsoever to my private life. I made a lot of adjustments for you. I've made no adjustments for him. And if he was to try to get into that level that I'm talking about now, it would probably not work because it's such a short window of time.
You could have went on so many nice trips up north. This lady would have showed you her bathroom.
How many rental cars have you seen parked outside the house on a couple of weekends? They've been here and he's missed them.
Yeah, but you already like pre-allocated that time for you and little fella.
That's
and,
true.
And like, I don't want
to
step on any toes.
But what he doesn't, what he's not recognizing is that those times that I was with little guy
yeah.
were not planned. he doesn't, he has not recognized the power.
Skin, that wasn't planned. And like, you told me in the middle of the week, hey, this, I was like, what are you doing this weekend? We're watching games. You're like, well, I'm going to have
that
little...
was when that was that was the first weekend that
so,
I
like,
was
like, don't tell
okay,
don't
that
tell
one
me.
Was planned. Last weekend was not. Last weekend was a last minute thing that happened.
Yeah, and last weekend I tried to stay here as long as I could.
He and stayed then, to eat, and then he left.
Here's the other thing. He can have different fun with you than he can with have a little fun because you're a page and he's not. So you guys can go more places that are more upper echelon, I guess
well,
is the word.
And in the beginning of April, like, I was working every Saturday.
Oh.
So
and then you was going to the studio, too, right? Yeah. You was going to Eric.
And here's the thing. He knows he doesn't recognize the power that I have. Rental cars come at the blink of an eye.
I know.
I call Enterprise up. Shout out to my Enterprise boys. I know they're listening because I went there this past weekend and showed my ass and played Kamikaze Car Rental, and they put me in a Jeep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It was a nice Jeep, though.
Where'd you guys go?
We didn't have any plans to go anywhere, so me and the little guy, and I play family this weekend. Earmuffs, Lady K. I play family this weekend with the little guy and his mom. And we decided to take the mom out to our stop in Dateland, Arizona.
Did she like that?
And she did. She thought it was boring and very vapid, but that was this. And what we did do in Enterprise earmuffs, the little guy got to do his first interstate driving.
How did he do?
He did exceptionally well. Yeah. I was very proud of him. And so I played family this past weekend, and I realized that the white lady leaves crumbs in the butter. But anyway, all I'm saying is that I love, no, that's not what that means. Real butter, poupon. Little D, real butter.
Wait a second. What do you mean she leave crumbs in the butter? Like, she leave crumbs in her butter?
No, real butter, the margarine, the ones that go in the refrigerator. Everything ain't sex with you.
Smooth like butter, baby.
Everything is
you know
sex with me. Like I
don't
know what
butter,
you told
baby.
You. Smooth like butter, baby.
Lady K says, I need a washer and dryer. Lady K, it's just me.
Hey, Lady K, what if he came over and he put you...
year old.
What if he came over and he put you on top of your washer and dryer and it vibrated and y'all did a little something?
That won't work for Lady K because I already explained to Lady K about the whole piano and the white rose and the single chair.
Oh, yeah.
No fantasy you will ever give to Lady K will beat that one.
No. Not at
Never.
All.
I give her something
not
that will
all.
Beat it.
Never.
Wait, explain that to me.
I'm not going back. You have to go back and listen to the show.
I did. Yep. I didn't hear that part. I had to earmuffs on.
You were just hearing with one ear or two.
Hey, let me ask you guys something, speaking of one ear or two.
Yes, please.
Have you, any of you
we
guys...
We are not going to get to anything on the show today.
Damn, I'm here today. Have any of you guys ever had an STD, just like one of your testicles, but not the other one?
All right, let's go to break early. Let's get ready to go to break now because this fool is going to do his best to get us kicked off the air. Facebook Live is going to crash and everything else. Don't nobody want to hear about your balls.
I'm just saying, one but not the other.
Okay, when we get back on the other side of this break, whenever go ahead, DT, whenever you're ready. When we get back on the other side of this break, I want to talk to you guys about a gift that came in that's going to freak little D out. But I'm really excited about it.
Oh,
but you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. You miss a little, you miss a lot. This is Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show with someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. And we love our Amazon. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com. /Amazon. Want to get the I'm going to start that again.
One more again.
Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Wants you to find, this is written wrong, intern! Amazon wants you to find the perfect gift for that perfect lady that gave you life. Mother's Day gift shopping has never been easier and more affordable. Maybe your mom or mother figure likes thoughtful gestures. Maybe a mom love heart titanium magnet bracelet would be the perfect gift. Or you know, this is really...
What? Come on. Spit it out.
Mother's Day deals at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, or click the link on our website or directly through the Fat Guy Radio Show official show app on the iTunes, on the Apple App Store.
Come on,
I'm going to kick his ass when I see him.
Do it.
He wrote that commercial with his feet. Listen, I'm going to read it. Or you know mom loves to entertain, a Lorenzo Amelia 57-piece dinner set would be best move. Or just mom break a picklehead green tea. What the hell does that mean?
You know mom break the picklehead TV?
Mom break the picklehead TV. Stop writing my commercials with your feet.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn it.
Sound like Lil D wrote that.
Amazon, man. You know, we shop Amazon, folks. Hell, buy your mama some crap. That ain't
no,
in.
That'd have been better.
That ain't in the script, is it?
It'd have been better.
Hell, no. Threw me all off with all that. Well, check this out, Lil D. You weren't familiar with this thing, but I got to get to this because it's really important to me.
All right.
A few weeks ago, I think it was a few weeks ago, a little detail you probably have to jog my memory.
Okay.
I bought something online from Michael Mejia on Skin Wars.
I think that might have been 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
I don't think it was last week's.
Well, it may have been 2 weeks ago.
Is he the same guy as Mind of Mejia?
No.
No,
he's not. Michael Mejia.
That's Carlo Mencia.
There you go. There.
And his Mind of Mencia.
You have no culture whatsoever. You do.
I'm
you
African. What do I know?
You will not know anything about Michael Mejia. So just sit there and be funny.
That's what I do.
But Michael Mejia was offering spermy hats, and I ordered one. I will explain to you what spermy hats are. Spermy hats are, Michael Mejia is a body painter, and he caught my attention on the show, on the game show network Skin Wars, mm-hmm. by painting on a model spermies. And so what he did is that a couple of weeks ago, he posted up on Instagram that he was selling and offering spermy hats. And I ordered one. Well,
you got one?
The time is here.
It's time for the moment you've been waiting for.
Today, Junior. Show is over.
Is he done?
I hope so.
Jesus Christ. The spermies hat is here. Woohoo!
Oh, nice.
Look at that, boys. It is the Michael Mejia spermies hat. And I have mine.
That is actually really, really dope.
In my hot little hands.
That's a $65 hat?
This is a custom hat. Now, what's so cool about this hat, boys, is not only the fact that it's from Michael Mejia, who I have a serious man crush on, and he's just 6 hours away right now in Mexico, but it's the note that he included in the box, and it's pretty, pretty freaking hilarious. He says, Corey, the day has... Okay, I won't read that part because there's some editing in there. He says,
the day has come.
Check this out. And you mentioned her earlier on the show. RuPaul bought the hat I originally made for you. So I made you another.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And you see what why coincidence. You see why the first line I can't say that on the air.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Why I can't say that on the air, you know. On the Afterbird show I can, but I can't say that on the air.
So RuPaul bought your hat?
RuPaul bought my original hat because RuPaul was one of the judges on Skin Wars that Michael Mejia competed on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so he went to the RuPaul Drag Race convention this past week and he took his hats with him. And RuPaul, and there is a picture on his Instagram page of RuPaul actually holding the hat that was intended for me.
How do we know that hat was originally intended for you?
Because Michael Mejia said so, and Michael Mejia's word is bond.
There it is.
Okay.
That's
boom,
cool.
Bam. All right. That's awesome. So I am really excited.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
this.
What I want you to do is if you bought a Michael Mejia spermie hat and you got a note, please Instagram that note so we can see. If he just gone ahead and
stroke
the ego of everybody.
No, there is
literally
no way.
Literally stroke the ego of everybody.
Michael Mejia is my close personal friend.
Is he a close personal friend?
Yes,
of yours?
Because that box I brought from home because I gave him my home address hoping that on his flight back to New York where he lives, he'll swing by. What?
Maybe he will.
I don't know.
I would love the day to open up the door and that little Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rico, whatever he is.
Puerto Rico.
Is standing right there. I'm telling you, talk about dipping a baguette in beans.
Let me try that one more again.
Yeah, you talking about dipping your baguette in beans, boy. Michael Mejia. Woo!
Hey, speaking of baguettes, that's a nice watch you got there. What is
that? Hey, shut the hell up. I'm talking about my spermie's hat right now.
Your spermie hat or wallet.
How do you guys like my spermie hat?
Nice. Actually, it looks pretty dope.
Isn't it worth it?
Now, what color was the original one? Was it the same?
Yes, this is exactly what I asked him to do.
Were they in the same direction?
I don't know. It's all custom. Who cares?
Are they black sperms or white sperms?
Mexican sperms.
Oh.
Now, which one is going to be a big head baby? Which one's going to be a small head baby?
Right. I don't know, but now that I got Michael Mejia's spermies on my head, I got another surprise for Michael Mejia. And here it is. It's yours.
Hell no.
I'm kidding.
Let's see your watch, though, buddy.
What?
Let's see your watch.
Can we focus on Michael Mejia right now?
No.
You guys are just jealous.
So?
Okay. I'm trying to find the picture of RuPaul holding my hat. There it is. Oh, it's a video. Of RuPaul holding my hat. That's on his Instagram page. There's RuPaul holding my original hat.
Who's the light-skinned dude?
That's Michael.
Oh, that's him?
Yes.
Yeah, let me see him. He's like a little pretty boy Puerto Rican.
He's a little pretty Puerto Rico, isn't he? Yeah, that's Michael Mejia holding my hat.
Prince.
Yeah. Keep him away from Lady.
Let me see.
Trust me, he ain't going nowhere near Lady.
Oh, well, he go the other way?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
100%. He's an out and proud homosexual. I think he's doing a shoot for.
Who's on? Speaking of.
I think he's doing a shoot for Gay Magazine right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Look. So, yes, RuPaul is holding my original spermies hat. And I'm happy about that.
Look who's on Facebook with us.
Is that Lady?
Yep.
I do see Lady has popped in.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I guess we better go back to having Bible study now.
Yeah. So he was.
Shut up. All right.
My bad.
I got a question for y'all real quick.
I got a question.
I've been watching a lot of TV since I now work from home.
Okay.
My day job. And I've been peeping out commercials.
Yeah.
And there's one commercial in particular that is really upsetting.
Ooh, I know you're going with this one.
That I don't understand, and it's for Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Okay.
Is it or is it not the commercials spotlighting cannibalism?
They're not.
And here the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cartoon is eating the other Cinnamon Toast Crunch cartoon after it. And then that Cinnamon Toast Crunch cartoon takes a dip in the milk of the pool of milk. And then another Cinnamon Toast Crunch cartoon jumps in and eats that one. That's cannibalism. They're all Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereals eating each other.
Yeah, but I mean, cannibalism is like humans eating humans.
That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah,
is that not the
cereal.
Same theory?
It's like
an oxymoron. All it's saying is Cinnamon Toast Crunch is so good that if you don't eat it, it'll eat itself. It's saying.
That's ridiculous.
It sounds
so. Buy a box and hurry up and eat that box in that one day, or else you're going to go back the next day. It's going to be gone because the box ate itself.
You don't, okay, even when it's not, sometimes it don't even eat the other cereal. Sometimes it just licks the other Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal cartoon.
Because it's the taste you can lick.
That's nasty. Yeah.
No, it ain't, because if you lick some, let me tell you, I be licking lady all the
time. Okay, see, that's not right. Just because she watching right now don't mean that you need to flip it up.
It is.
Lady, rewind this show 30 minutes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You don't find that disturbing?
Baby daddy coming home to you.
I don't.
That the now, cereal if, is eating the cereal.
Now, if they had a cereal where someone, like, say you finish eating a bowl of cereal and then I ate you, then that's promoting cannibalism because, I mean, I'm not going to eat
true.
Your,
okay,
your fat ass.
You know what? You two summer bitches can kiss my ass because you know who agrees with me and who sees it?
Who?
Lady K. Lady K says that's the first thing that I thought that when those commercials first came out. It's cereal eating cereal. It's humans eating humans. It's cats eating cats. It's all cannibalism.
Well, what about the Pop-Tart commercials that promote murder?
That's the same thing, too, because they was on that little talk show Pop-Tart commercial show, and then the Pop-Tart thing came out of the sky, and it heated up the two guests on the Pop-Tart, and then you know what? They came and they ate them, too. That's Pop-Tart cannibalism.
That's murder in the first degree, right?
Murder
there.
In the first degree
that's
under
that
it.
Is.
That's murder by heat lamp, look. You know that's murder by heat lamp. You know that's foul. That ain't right.
It ain't right.
I don't want my cereal eating cereal. I want to see little funny little kids like the one coming up in Instagram follower post of the week. I want cute little kids with their feet and their toes eating the cereal. That's what I don't want to see my cereal eating other cereal.
Did the lights just blink in here?
Yeah, it did, because you're going blind. You stroke it out. You having your stroke right now?
I'm about to have a stroke tonight, though.
That's cannibalism. Lady K agrees with me, and that's all that matters.
You two should get a room.
We are going to get a room.
Oh,
what?
Nice. Can I record it?
They were, it's gross, Lady K. Yes, Lady K says off the Twitter, I thought they were pretty gross. Lady off of the Facebook, I can't read emoticons on a radio show. But anyway.
She's putting smiley faces up there.
She just put smiley faces up there.
Hey, blushy, blushy.
Hey, blushy.
Smiley, smiley, smiley. Actually, I'm sorry. Grinny, grinny, grinny.
Poopy sign. I don't know what the poopy sign means.
Hey, that's what I thought I saw. Poopy emoji too. That's the, she said, I'm going to bring Pampers for Bear. She done.
Okay, I don't need you putting your grocery list up on the Facebook Live in the middle of my show.
Why do you want eggplants right now?
Some turkey, a ham sandwich.
What does it mean
taco.
You go, I'm going to put it on you when you get home? What does that mean?
I gotta go.
I don't even know what that means.
After this break, Lil D ain't going
to
be here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break. I didn't get to a damn thing I wanted to get to on this show. On the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it is Instagram follower post of the week. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Am I more than you bargained for? Yeah.
All right, hello from Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs, folks, is not a traditional tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cigarette company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. Check this out, folks. I made the switch many, many years ago. I was a customer of Halo Cigs prior to them being a sponsor of this show. I stand behind this product 100%. If you don't believe me, try it. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee on any order that you get through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. See what PC Magazine calls the top-rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com and click the Halo 6 banner. Give it to Lady K Mocha if you can.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, everybody, we are back, way back. We are running real behind, so we're going to have to catch up here a little bit. We love to feature listeners on the show, and I think we really need to stop calling them listeners. We need to. I don't want to call them fans. They got to be like...
Fatties. They got to be fatties.
Lady K, what should we call... Everybody, we got our elite group members,
the fat guys.
We got the fat guy girls. We got the fat guy guys.
Guess what they're like? Beyonce got beehives.
Sierra yeah, she got the crickets. Beehives and stuff like that. We got to come up with
Navy.
We got to come up with
like
something.
Justin has the
Corey's Army,
the Beliebers.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm a Belieber. We got to come up with something different.
Corey's
that is
Army.
Just not, you know,
Corey's
listeners.
Army.
Corey's Army.
We got to give them. We got to give them an identity. You
the
know,
Ragu's.
There you go.
The Ragu's. Lady K is going to come up with something sweet. I know she will.
I know she will, too.
I know she will. But while we're working on that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to the segment that is sweeping
Ooh,
the nation.
Ladies off. I can act ignorant again.
Hey, he was oddly quiet that last segment.
I know, Lady K. All right, it's a segment that is sweeping the nation. It is Instagram follower post of the week. All right, this week's Instagram follower post comes from Aubrey Cummings, who posted a picture of what I assume is his son watching TV. But it's how his son is watching TV. Sitting on a blue yoga ball with a green sippy cup at the ready, both hands balancing him on the ball, and he is no more than 8 inches from what I can only estimate as being a 60-inch television. And if you look closely, his son Lucas is watching a cartoon involving some kind of vehicle, so his little fella's feet is pressing against the TV stand as if he is driving the vehicle he sees on TV.
Wow.
Just way too cute.
Adorable.
Absolutely freaking adorable.
See that?
Oh, man. Now, yes.
Speaking of kids.
Hold on. Can we get out of this segment?
He's out of it.
No, we're
it
not done
yet. It has
nothing
to do with kids.
Almost. What does it got to do with? What is it?
No, go finish that with Park.
All right. And that is our Instagram follower post of the week. And if you would like to be featured in our Instagram follower post of the week segment, all you got to do is just simply follow Fat Guy Radio Show on Instagram, and we may select one of your photos, and that is your Instagram follower post of the week. Yay!
I was gonna say, speaking of kids, do you agree? What do you think about those parents that prank the kids, and now they got their kids taken away? The guy who did the Batman thing, and then you heard about that?
I didn't even hear about that.
Oh, well, it was on Facebook. They had their whole Facebook thing going, and a guy, Lady K might have heard about. A guy, he plays Batman. At first, he did a couple things, but they always prank the kids. But I guess they went so far where now CPS got involved and took the kids from them. But they used to really prank them bad to like say like they dissed the bat and the kids would start crying. And one little kid's like, I'm getting tired of this.
I'll have to look that up.
No,
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, and they took away. It's all over the place. I was on KCAR today. That's how I heard it.
That's crazy. Well, we're up on a hard break here. I didn't hear anything about that story at all. So are we ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go to break. I was wondering if you were just going to hold the sign up. Fat Guy Fanatics. Fanatics is what Lady K came up with on the other end. Fat Guy Fanatics. Oh, that's a good idea. I like it. Good response. All right, we'll be right back. I'm sorry, it's a hard break. We'll be right back with Bitch of the Year. We love it when people are just stupid bitches. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn.
That accident happened.
That accident could have been justified because once you pass that first red light, a lot of us automatically think that that second red light is going to hold green to allow that traffic to bleed out.
Nope.
The other thing is, so they have a double turn lane right there going westbound.
Yes.
They have a double turn lane. Well, I was in the turn lane thinking that was a double a turn and a go straight lane because there's a third lane in front of that lane.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in that lane when that happened. So I was at fault for that too. So I got basically two tickets.
The question is, you were in your work truck.
Correct.
He was in his work truck. So the underlying question would be,
do you still have a good time?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard just a clip from our bonus show because we do a bonus show every month, and it is a separate show for premium listeners. We do a bonus show. It's a fifth uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every month. Fun, insightful, hilarious, but most importantly, it keeps this show, Fat Guy Radio Show, afloat. That additional 75 minutes, sometimes more, makes the other four 75-minute shows possible. If you already subscribe to our bonus show, thank you. That is awesome. But we also urge you to encourage other listeners or other fat guy fanatics to take the bonus plunge. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn or click the Afterburn banner on our website and you'll get access to all our bonus content and you'll be helping Fat Guy Radio Show to continue for years to come. And if you really want to kick it up a notch and be a part of the bonus show with exclusive access to our Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show elite page, all the details are at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. And welcome back to the show. Lil D, this segment is the one that I thought about you with.
What does it got to do with money? Trust
him? No, it ain't got nothing to do with money or nothing like that. It's just got to do with people just being bitches.
Oh, yeah, I know a couple of them.
You know a couple of them?
I know a couple.
Here I go. Which one is it? Four?
Three.
Two?
One.
Which bed is it on?
Eight.
Oh, it's on three. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a segment that everybody loves so much because we spotlight people being dummies. It's
dummies.
Bitch of the Year.
Who we got?
Bitch. All right, this week's Bitch of the Year deserves to be nominated because of her ability to set herself apart from the rest. We live here in Arizona, and sneaking drugs over the border is a reoccurring thing that often makes the news. Just this week, Lil D, just this week, a 39-year-old woman from Peoria, Arizona, was caught with 22 pounds of meth hidden in her Ford SUV. A 40-year-old man from Nogales was caught with 2.5 pounds of cocaine hidden in his Nissan sedan. A 26-year-old woman was caught with 10 pounds of heroin hidden in her Honda sedan. But our Bitch of the Year nominee was way more creative than that.
What you got?
She wasn't caught hiding drugs in her car. This 47-year-old woman from Nogales, Arizona, knew her idea was foolproof. Knowing that women have thick hips, she decided to strap 3 pounds of heroin to her ass, pull up her pants, and try to play it off like she just had major back.
Uh-oh.
Needless to say, that didn't fool U.S. Customs or Border Patrol. The big-ass Mexican woman was arrested, and her ass
was deflated.
Don't get to the punchline before me! And that has been your Bitch of the Year nominee. And don't forget to vote for your Bitch of the Year nominee at FatGuyRadioShow.com/bitch. All right, here at the end of the show, I'm really upset about something, Lil D.
What you upset about?
Netflix done pissed me off.
What they done did to you?
They took off the entire series. The entire series. Not just a couple of seasons. The entire series. This one comes in loud. The entire series of Scrubs.
Really? Man,
that sucks. Gone. Every night I put my head to pillow to slumber. I flick on my iPad and I watch Scrubs. Scrubs sends me to sleep every night.
Did they have any explanation why they did that?
No. They just took it down. It's gone. And not only did they do that.
What else they do?
They cut the 11 seasons of Bones down to 5.
Dang. You know what you should do?
I'm going to write them a sternly worded letter.
Well, you know what you should do? Get even with them?
How?
You should give me a password so I can watch me some stuff off of them.
I don't want to be seeing none of your booty dropping, delicious Mexican booty sneaking heroin across the border videos.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I don't want to have I was pissed about that. They didn't send me no note. They keep sending me all these emails about all this new crap that's on Netflix. I ain't interested in none of that.
What will make them take it off? Is it not getting enough views or something?
I don't know. I was watching it every day. I'm just upset.
He is like three people.
I am.
You are?
I am.
Can you watch it on YouTube?
No, probably, but it's not all of them out there. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to get the box set of Scrubs and have it on DVD. Order them all on Amazon Prime and just watch them over and over on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I can buy them that way, but I was just really upset at Netflix. I'm all Amazon Prime now. No more Netflix.
So you should give me a password so I can just go ahead and get even with them.
Oh, my.
So I can watch me some stuff.
God. No, Lady K, you do not need to send me any videos to go to bed to. Those videos.
Yes, you do.
Those videos don't make me go to sleep.
Yes, you do.
Those videos keep me up.
And matter of fact,
Lady K, you can send me all the videos.
Hey, matter of fact,
you got my Snapchat.
Lady K,
you need to get on the Snapchat. I be Snapchatting good stuff. Oops, almost did something.
Matter of fact, Lady K, you should send him something right now so I can partake and watch.
Lady K says you got to send her something right now.
I send it to
no,
her.
No, okay, the
you
show is over. The show is over.
Lady
good
K,
Lord.
I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
What are we in the fifth grade?
I got it.
I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense. I'm glad this show is over. I'm sweaty. I'm tired. Hey, look, Lip, we did an actual show that was 75 minutes and not 320. You want to put that in the background there? You can go ahead and put that bed in the background anytime you feel like doing so, son. There you go. My apologies to Justin Bieber. He was back there with the intern writing that damn Amazon commercial. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Target.
Yep.
Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Get your Mother's Day gifts delivered or pick them up at the store, at your local store. But get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises. To Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And for our executive producer in absentia, Philippius, and our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Yeah.
And sitting in is Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze, reminding you that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, I need you to take your Michael Mejia Spermies hat and say, hey, Michael, when you're flying back to New York, I hope you take a deport into Arizona and swing by and get you some of this chocolate and loving. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week when Philippus will hopefully be back after he's graduated from his doctorate. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello. STD in my nuts.
Oh, God. That's not the way this.
No, it's not.
All right, just fade that out and then just turn all the microphones back on. Yeah, that's fine. Kill the mics.